still haven't gotten to that fantastic piece on Tea Parties being far more about, than about taxes. But Q is in line. He's in the queue. Q, welcome to the Victoria Taft Show. Thanks for taking pictures. And where do they find them?
Hey, Victoria, I think y'all have been sniffing way too much tea.
No.
Because I was there yesterday, and I only saw about a handful of people. You know, I did like they instruct certain types of people to do. I walked up about a block, and I held out my hand with the palm up, and I managed to only see about a handful of people.
There you go.
That's how you get your fifth listener, too. You have to look at it from their perspective. They don't want to come too close, so they have to be back a block or two, and then they have to just kind of, you know, kind of look at the hand. Oh, yeah, that's about a handful of people there.
You're right. That must have been it.
So for any of you that have doubt, that's it. But, you know, if you really want to see the numbers, though, mm-hmm. who's counting, I actually created a domain just for all of these massive pictures that I shot yesterday to let people see that, you know, there are actually people in Oregon that come out and do this. But if you, I created a quick link, and I'm trying to think of the name of it now.
Oh, SPL, I got it
Northwest,
here.
Yeah, northwestteaparties.com. And Victoria's got a link there, too. It's quite a packed outcome. I haven't seen that Blazer picture yet, but I'm sure you guys had them outnumbered.
Oh, I don't think so. I think the Blazers had us outnumbered. I had a gentleman say he was at both the Blazer event and ours, and he said he couldn't even get on the sidewalk at the Blazer event. So they had more people.
Oh, really?
But the Blazers also had a huge stage, and that which took up a quarter to 30% of the floor, which we didn't have. I mean, we had the clear thing there, their clear trailer that you can go and send emails to your congressman from, but that took some places where people could have stood. But there was, I mean, I think we had a lot of people there. I mean, we had over 5,000 according to Pioneer's Courthouse Square folks, and I'm sure it was more.
I have a lot of back-to-back pictures, so people could actually sit there and go through them and count all the people. I also went to the one in Salem and posted 500 pictures for Salem and 700 for Portland and a couple of videos also.
Wow, Q.
So
send money to Q.
If you were there, you can find yourself in one of those pictures, I'm sure.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Just get a, you know, maybe a commemorative photo to say I was there. At the beginning of the revolution. The revolution of the revolution.
I think it was a great show for Portland, Oregon.
I do too. Hey Q, you know, because you do so much, you take pictures of our the memorial services for people who have fallen in the line of duty combat in Afghanistan and Iraq, and you do so much more as well. And we like to send you money. So for those people who might be have a soft spot in their heart for a guy who goes out and takes pictures for the families, etc., and notes on his IraqWarHeroes.com website that these guys existed and this is what their bravery got us and what it's done for our country, where would they send you money?
If you just click on help, the information is all there.
Okay, it's at IraqWarHeroes.com, and it's also at that. Is it on the Northwest Tea Parties as well?
No, but I could add, at the bottom, I've got a link to Iraq War Heroes.
Okay.
And on top, just click on Help Me. And I also have a nice ad running in a Busted magazine, which is a new publication that's out here in Portland.
Listen.
Just to see if your friends are listed.
Listen. Okay, so Q's at the event last night, the Tea Party. And he shows me this new rag that's come out. These, my friends, this is a fabulous newspaper. In a time when newspapers are waning, this is a fabulous newspaper. Because it contains the mugshots of everyone in Multnomah County who has been busted in the last week. And it's awesome. Awesome. Where do we get that?
You know, I know you can get it at that gas station at 111th and Foster, and it's also downtown. You can get it at a place called Peterson's.
Oh, sure, Peterson's. Yeah, we're old friends with Peterson's.
Where else you can go, but they've got a website called BustedPaper.com, so you could always email them and ask them who all carries it. But yeah, Peterson's downtown, they carry it also.
Awesome. Thanks, Q, for everything you do.
You're welcome, and you guys have a good night, and thanks for the great party yesterday.
It was awesome.
But nobody brought crumpets. That was disappointing.
I know, it was disappointing. No little watercress sandwiches with the crusts cut off or anything for the tea party. Jim is calling from Colton.